Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine R Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Change the Culture. Change the Game by Roger Connors presents a practical roadmap for leaders who want measurable performance improvement by reshaping the everyday beliefs and behaviors inside their organizations. Built on the idea that culture is not a vague atmosphere, but a system that drives results, the book argues that many companies attempt to fix execution with new goals, structures, or incentives while ignoring the underlying mindsets that determine how people act when no one is watching. Connors connects culture change to accountability, not as blame or pressure, but as a shared commitment to own outcomes and solve problems. The book is positioned as a breakthrough strategy because it focuses on identifying the few cultural beliefs that most strongly influence performance, then deliberately shifting them through consistent leadership actions and management practices. With a results-first orientation, it aims to help teams increase energy, reduce excuses, and create a more reliable operating rhythm across departments and levels. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, culture as a measurable driver of results. A central idea of the book is that culture and results are inseparable. Rather than treating culture as an abstract set of values on a wall, Connors frames it as a pattern of shared beliefs that produces predictable behaviors, which in turn produces business outcomes. This perspective changes how leaders diagnose performance issues. If a team repeatedly misses deadlines, struggles with quality, or fails to collaborate, the cause is often not a lack of skill or effort, but a set of assumptions people have learned, such as deadlines are flexible, problems are someone else's job, or conflict is unsafe. By placing results at the start of the conversation, the book encourages leaders to map backward from the outcomes they want, the behaviors required, and then to the beliefs that either support or sabotage those behaviors. This approach also suggests that culture can be managed, like other performance systems, with clarity, measurement, and reinforcement. When culture is treated as a leading indicator for results, leaders gain a practical lever for performance improvement rather than relying on motivational speeches or one-time initiatives. Secondly, from victim mindset to accountability mindset, the book highlights a common barrier to execution, a victim-like way of thinking that focuses on why results cannot be achieved. In many workplaces, people become skilled at explaining obstacles, pointing to constraints, and emphasizing what others should do. Connors contrasts this with an accountability mindset that emphasizes ownership and action. Accountability here is not punishment, it is the personal and collective choice to focus on what can be influenced, to make commitments, and to follow through. The shift is subtle but powerful, moving from waiting for permission to taking initiative, from defending effort to delivering outcomes, and from blaming conditions to solving problems. This mindset change is described as a cultural pivot because it spreads through shared language and social norms. When leaders model accountability by owning mistakes, asking what else can be done, and rewarding solution-oriented behavior, they make it safe and expected for others to do the same. Over time, the organization spends less energy on justification and more on execution, which raises speed, reliability, and morale. Thirdly, beliefs and behaviors that sustain high performance. Connors emphasizes that sustainable culture change requires identifying a small set of high-impact beliefs that directly influence day-to-day behavior. Many organizations adopt long lists of values, but employees struggle to translate them into practical actions. The book instead supports pinpointing a few beliefs that matter most for achieving key results, then operationalizing them into observable behaviors. For example, a belief in personal ownership can translate into behaviors such as proactively surfacing risks, making clear commitments, and escalating issues early rather than late. A belief in candid collaboration can translate into giving direct feedback, asking for help quickly, and aligning across functions before work begins. The emphasis on observability matters because behaviors can be coached, reinforced, and measured, while abstract values often cannot. The book also underscores the role of consistency. Leaders must reward the right behaviors even when short-term pressures tempt them to tolerate shortcuts or excuses. When employees see a stable link between desired behaviors and recognition, promotion, and trust, beliefs begin to shift. This creates a reinforcing loop where culture becomes a performance asset rather than a hidden source of friction. Fourthly, leadership actions that make culture change real. A major theme is that culture changes through what leaders repeatedly do, not what they announce. Connors positions leaders as the primary architects of cultural norms because employees interpret priorities through leadership behavior, especially in moments of stress. If leaders say accountability matters but tolerate missed commitments, unclear ownership, or excuse-making, the real culture becomes permissive and results suffer. The book encourages leaders to set clear expectations tied to outcomes, define who owns what, and create routines that keep commitments visible. It also highlights the importance of coaching conversations that shift thinking, such as asking questions that direct attention to solutions, trade-offs, and next actions. Another leadership lever is example setting. Leaders who own their role in failures, confront issues directly, and follow through on commitments create psychological permission for others to do the same. The book also implies that culture change requires discipline over time, including reinforcing messages, removing inconsistent practices, and aligning systems like performance reviews and meeting cadences. When leadership behavior matches stated values, culture becomes credible, and employees engage with the change rather than waiting for it to fade. Lastly, building a system of accountability across the organization, beyond individual mindset, the book focuses on creating organizational accountability for results. This involves designing a shared operating system where goals are clear, commitments are explicit, progress is tracked, and problem-solving is fast. Connor suggests that accountability becomes real when it is embedded in processes that make ownership visible and follow through normal. Teams benefit from clear definitions of success, practical metrics, and regular review rhythms that surface gaps early. Importantly, the intent is not micromanagement, but reliability. People know what matters, what they owe one another, and how to resolve obstacles without delay. This system also reduces the common cultural drift where priorities change weekly and commitments get renegotiated informally. By establishing consistent expectations for planning, execution, and learning from results, the organization can scale performance even as complexity grows. The book's approach implies that accountability should be balanced with support, ensuring people have the information, authority, and cross-functional alignment to deliver. When accountability is treated as a shared game with clear rules, energy rises, trust improves, and results become more predictable. In conclusion, this book is best suited for executives, managers, team leaders, and high-potential contributors who are frustrated by recurring execution problems, low engagement, or a workplace culture where excuses outnumber solutions. It is also valuable for HR and operations professionals tasked with translating values into daily practices. Readers can benefit because the framework links culture to concrete results and shows how to shift mindsets and behaviors in ways that improve reliability, speed, and collaboration. Instead of treating accountability as a slogan, the book positions it as a practical discipline that can be modeled, coached, and built into routines, which can reduce conflict, clarify ownership, and increase confidence across teams. Compared with many culture and leadership books that stay inspirational or conceptual, Connor's offers a results-oriented approach that aims to be actionable for real organizational constraints. The emphasis on identifying key beliefs, reinforcing observable behaviors, and aligning leadership actions and systems makes the method easier to implement than broad, abstract change programs. For buyers comparing similar titles, the value is in its straightforward focus on accountability as the cultural engine that turns strategy into performance, making it a useful guide for sustained, measurable improvement. If you would like to support Roger Connors, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.